Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, January 8th. Heavy snow is expected in parts of the Grey Bruce region today. A snow squall warning for Owen Sound and northern Grey County, as well as the Saugeen Shores area and southern Bruce County. There are some bus cancellations to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses into Meaford, Thornbury, Teeswater, Lucknow, and Ripley are canceled today. A sad story out of Saugeen First Nation. Grey Bruce OPP say two people have been charged in an investigation into a death of an infant. Police issued a news release yesterday saying a 33-year-old from Saugeen Shores and a 28-year-old from Saugeen First Nation have been arrested and charged with criminal negligence in the March 2023 death of a 9-month-old infant. The charges come nearly 2 years after emergency services were called to a home on Scotch Settlement Road for an unresponsive infant. The two accused had a bail hearing yesterday. Bruce Grey Owen Sound Conservative MP Alex Ruff released a statement on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's decision to resign.
Liberal politicians only demanded that Mr. Trudeau resign when it became clear that they would lose their jobs after the next election. The people of Bruce Grey Owen Sound are telling me they want an election now.
Ruff says during a time when Canada needs leadership to deal with the tariff threat of incoming U.S. President Donald Trump, he feels the Prime Minister chose party over the country. Meantime, Trudeau is set to meet with Canada's premiers a week from today in Ottawa, where they're expected to discuss the looming economic threat from the incoming U.S. administration. Saugeen Shores councillors are frustrated over seemingly fruitless repeated attempts to get assistance from the provincial government to deal with the eroding and historic Pioneer Cemetery in Southampton. Graves at the cemetery dating back to 1860 are at risk of falling into the Saugeen River. Bud Halpin is a Saugeen Shores councillor.
I just want to say I'm really disappointed by this letter. The town of Saugeen Shores has made 3 delegations on this.
Saugeen Shores Council plans to send a letter to Huron Bruce MPP Lisa Thompson to formally invite her to see the site in hopes the MPP will support the town in its search for assistance. Chatsworth Council set to review the township's proposed 2025 budget at a meeting this evening. It comes with a 4.9% combined tax rate increase, which would cost the average homeowner another $160 on the annual property tax bill. And the 59th Grey Bruce Farmers Week gets underway today in Elmwood. Over the course of the event, attendees will learn about different commodities produced by the agriculture industry. Today, speakers from different organizations in the beef industry take center stage in Elmwood. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for more losses at the opening bell this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading as bond yields continue to rise. Yesterday, a sell-off across the board. The Dow fell 178 points to 42,528. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank more than 1%, while the TSX was off 69 points to 24,929. Bitcoin down nearly 2% this morning, hovering at around 95,000 US. The price of oil is up 0.75 points to $74.75 per barrel, while gold's little change at $2,660 an ounce. The Canadian dollar's at 69.58 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Remax. Auston Matthews recorded his 200th multi-point game in the Maple Leafs' win over the Flyers. The Leafs were one of 3 teams to extend their winning streaks to 5 games. Detroit did it with an overtime victory against Ottawa, and Dallas got their 5th straight, rallying from 3 down to beat the Rangers. Boston is the inverse of that. They've lost 5 in a row after being shut out by the Oilers. Winnipeg took down Nashville. Connor Hellebuck became the 3rd fastest goalie to get to 300 wins. PWHL, Ottawa defeated New York. Tonight, Montreal and Toronto play in Vancouver. Reports indicate Justin Verlander is joining the Giants on a 1-year, $15 million deal, and the TGL had its inaugural match last night. That's the Indoor Golf League featuring big-name players created by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. The golfers hit into a screen, then they move to a short-game complex with a green that can change contours. The Bay Golf Club got the first-ever win. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. A flurry of trades coming down in the OHL. The Sioux Greyhounds sent Canadian World Junior defenseman Andrew Gibson to the Oshawa Generals, and 16 draft picks heading to Saginaw as part of the return from the Kingston Frontenacs for American World Junior gold medal winning forward Joey Willis, as well as Ethan Hay and Will Bishop. The Owen Sound attack remained quiet, but sources say they're close to finalizing a deal that could be announced later today. Tonight, the attackers set to play at home against the Barrie Colts. That's underway at 7 at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. And in the PJHL, the Kincardine Bulldogs are on the road to face the Mitchell Hawks. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Flurries today, squalls in parts of the region, a warning's in place for Owen Sound and Northern Grey County, as well as the Saugeen Shores area and Southern Bruce County. 10 to 20 centimeters in areas hit by squalls, a high of minus 9 today. Tonight, more snow, 5 centimeters and a low of minus 16, and a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a slight chance of some flurries in the morning, a high of minus 8.